Hi, I'm Jane, and this is Fran from KTWH Radio here in Two Harbors. And we're here for the Clover Valley Farm Trail Festival. And we're wondering if we could get some words from you, to interview a little bit here about what you have and what your experience has been this summer. What is your name?
My name is Liz Strohmeyer, and we run Soul Fed Farm.
Tell me about Soul Fed Farm. What makes it the same or different from some of the other farms that are represented here at the Farm Festival today?
Oh, sure, yeah. Every farm is a little unique here at the festival. Ours, we do a CSA, so it's a weekly or every other week subscription to our farm products. And then we also have the farm stand that's part of the Clover Valley Farm Trail. And we do visit a couple markets, the Hillside and the Lincoln Park markets in Duluth as well. So, yeah.
I'm familiar with those two markets, and both of them are fairly new. So how many years have you been in business as a farm?
We've been commercially growing for 3 years now. And then we've been farming prior to that, mostly for our own benefit. This is our third season doing it commercially, and it's been going really well. Every year has been better and better.
That's fantastic. You know what you're getting into if you've been doing it beforehand, too.
Yeah.
So what would be your best-selling items, or what do you think, you know, would you say you specialize in here? I see some beautiful, beautiful colored eggs.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people really like our eggs. I don't know if I have a specialty item per se, although our sweet corn is rockin'. It's really, really good. It's just not quite ready yet. It's a little bit of a later variety, so probably in another week. Aside from that, I think our specialty is growing a large variety of things. Which the CSA has really helped with, but all the different herbs that people haven't tried fresh before, or they didn't know that thyme had such a beautiful bloom, or that we have, like some folks have never tried Swiss chard, let alone they didn't know it came in so many beautiful colors, or so like we try to specialize in, you know, kind of the tried and true things. Like everybody loves potatoes, carrots, broccoli, tomatoes, but then we try to get into things like today we have fennel, which is not something that is traditionally seen at a farmer's market or something that people traditionally carry in a grocery store that's been fresh.
What would people use fennel for?
Well, our favorite way to use fennel is porchetta because, you know, we're in northern Minnesota and porchetta's a really good staple. Otherwise, it's really good in Italian cooking. There's a lot of pasta dishes you can make with it. The fronds are really great for salad. The bulbs are really good to roast with other veggies in the oven or on the grill. But yeah, it's a kind of an underutilized vegetable.
Well, this is really fun. What has been your response to your farm stands this summer?
It's been, I think, better than expected. It's just a bunch of little local growers out here that got together, and one of the farmers in particular at Lucky Dog Farm said, "I want to do something like the Fruit Loop in Wisconsin, but out here." And we're like, "Yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's try it out." And I don't know if anybody had grand expectations other than this sounds really cool and I hope it works, and it has been going so well. Like every Sunday, there's been like two Sundays we haven't been open because we've been traveling on family things, and I hear about it from customers like, "Where were you?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. We'll make sure that we come back early on vacation next time." So it's been going really well. We like it a lot.
It's been very well marketed. I've got neighbors who've known about it, and I'm still meant to go on a full day drive here, full afternoon, and experience it for myself.
Yeah, it's fun. You can make it as quick as you want, especially if you start to learn the stands and you know like who is the veggie producers or who does canned goods, who does yarn, that kind of stuff. But the all day event is kind of fun. Just, you know, take something to drink in the car, some good coffees or something. We usually have scones on Sundays, so if we're one of the first stops, you can get your sugar rush right away, along with our other veggies. There's a baker on the trail. And then it's kind of cool to meander. Some of us are out at the stand the whole time. Others are not. It's a kind of a mix, so you get to meet some of the farmers that are out, which is really cool, and strike up conversation.
Well, and that was my question in terms of, so it's available if you're not there.
Yep.
And what do you do on a rainy day?
Well, we thankfully have had really good weather on Sunday so far this summer. If it's super rainy, I would probably still put a few things out that can handle being in the rain. But aside from that, if it's just, we've had a few Sundays that have been sort of on and off drizzly, and it's a little bit slower, but people still turn up, so we still put stuff out. If we had to cancel it for any, you know, terrible weather or something, we'd put that on social media for sure, because we don't want people driving in that. Yeah.
Well, it's really nice to meet you. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about SoulFed?
Yeah, so we this was more of a homestead endeavor just for our family of like how much food can we grow and store or can or freeze or preserve in some way to try to eat as much as possible from our land and rely less and less on stores. And through that journey, we were like, oh, wow, this is just so fun. I want to do this for other people. And so, well, at least I felt that. I don't know if my wife did, but she supported me in starting a farm. And so when we started our first year, it was, I think most farmers don't start with a CSA because that's a lot of pressure. They start with, oh, let's try a farmer's market. And I'm like, nope, we're gonna do the CSA. And I operate well under pressure, so I think that was a good way for me to jump into it. And we started small, and then we like quadrupled the size last year. This year we actually scaled it back a little because we had the farm trail project going on. We wanted to add another market in town, and I wanted to start customizing our CSA a little bit more. So I wanted to scale that back a bit. We also have two small children, a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, so it's like trying to balance all of these things. I am pretty proud of this. We're the first farm in Minnesota that's certified naturally grown. So that's pretty cool. It's a very popular program. It's a USDA organic certification alternative. It's a lot easier for small growers to get certified in certified naturally grown than it is USDA organic. There's very same standards, but it's very, very popular in like eastern and southern states, a little bit out the west coast. It hasn't quite caught on in Minnesota yet, obviously, because we were the first farm to do it. But I've seen, since then, there's a couple other farms that have popped up in Minnesota that have become that, which is really cool. And so we're that. We're water quality certified. We're climate smart certified. We're soil health certified. You know, I think my main goal is I want, like, my knowledge is not mine to keep, it's mine to share. And I think teaching people this, the magnificence of like all the different types of foods and varieties of foods out there, is kind of, it makes me excited. So to show people that there's yellow tomatoes or speckled tomatoes or striped tomatoes or tomato, like, I mean, even just that one fruit alone, people are like, wow, I didn't know there was something besides red. So, and it's like that with so many different varieties. There's purple peas and there's orange cauliflower, and so to introduce people to that. So certified naturally grown has the same standards as the USDA organic certification, except it's a grassroots effort. So it's farmers who are inspecting other farms. We can't do each other's farms. So if there is some, just to make sure there's no gray area. So like I inspected a farm in Wisconsin, but they can't come and inspect my same farm. So we all have to kind of share that. And that's a part of the responsibility of being certified naturally grown, is if you're asked to be an inspector, then you do it. But it's all the same standards as USDA organic, except it's not through the USDA. And it's all farmer, it's a farmer co-op, it's a nonprofit that runs this. So the cost to get into this is a little lower than USDA organic, quite a bit lower, and that the paperwork is easier for small farmers that are growing like us. We grow like 50 to 60 different varieties of things, and the paperwork in order to get USDA organic certified for that is just insurmountable when it comes to, it's not impossible, but it's definitely a lot to take on when I'm the only farmer that runs everything and I do it all myself.
Sure, I can understand that.
So it's a really good alternative, I think.
Do you know what? I am aware that you have some customers who are standing directly behind Fran and I, and we're going to get them in here and let them look at the small potatoes and the tiny potatoes and these heirloom tomatoes.
Yeah, and you were kind of a pioneer in the roadside thing, because I bought eggs from your stand before the Clover Valley Farm Trail was ever in anyone's mind.
Yeah, so. we've had a farm stand out for a few years now. The first year we started growing commercially, we started a stand too. Uh-huh. But I'm glad that this has become something where it's larger than us, which is great. It's supporting the community in whole, and it's great to see all the different neighbors that come by. And,
cool.
Yeah, it's been a really good thing. We like it. And this festival's great.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
And once again, which farm is yours? What's the name of the farm?
Soul Fed Farm.
Soul Fed.
Yep.
Great. Well, it's wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much for taking the time for this interview.
Yeah, no problem.
I need to look at the eggs again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks. Yeah.